Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You might think I'm crazy.
Rick Ocasek of The Cars died over the weekend. Of course, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and an iconic, they were an iconic band with some unforgettable music. Howard Kramer is the former curatorial director of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He is with us on the news line this morning. Sum up Rick Ocasek for you as an expert in rock and roll.
Well, he kind of looked like he sounded and he sounded like he looked. In some ways, not to oversimplification, but he was a visionary. He knew that he needed to create something new to have a career in music and not just follow the path of other people. And he dug back into his roots and created this group that was at one time forward-leaning and very much soaked in the early days of rock and roll.
It was definitely a unique sound, but it wasn't. It was a visual sound. It was a visual part of it too. I mean, when he was on MTV, I mean, they ate this music up.
No, you're right, Ellen. The thing about the Cars is when they arrived, the music. If you go back and listen to like the first Cars record, it's a real basic rock and roll record. But visually, what they wrapped themselves up in was a whole new way of looking at things. Now, granted, punk was breaking, a new wave was being invented as a phrase. But here's this group of American musicians, not British, which is a very key thing, that took this kind of nascent trend and really made it into a major commercial movement, at the same time making amazing records. These were all really well-written songs. The records were produced by a guy named Roy Thomas Baker, who, by the way, also produced Queen's records. I think it's kind of interesting to point out that Queen is probably bigger now than they've ever been. And the Cars records also continue to hold up, you know, this many years later.
It's interesting to see his career because the Cars were a big success. He did not have great success as a solo performer. But then you look at what else he did. Apparently, he was quite the producer, even if not for the biggest of names.
Well, yeah, it's interesting. The artists that he produced, some were kind of off the beaten track, like the Washington D.C. punk band Bad Brains. But also, he's instrumental in Weezer's success, and they're certainly one of the biggest bands in America, and if not the world right now. He produced a very big hit for Courtney Love and Hole. But going back to his solo records, I think Rick Ocasek's ambition was not to be an ambitious rock star. I think it was to be a successful musician, and he did that. He found that with the Cars, him and Ben Orr in particular, as a working pair. And after that, he didn't feel he had to prove anything because he had done that. He continued to work when he wanted to. He certainly acquired enough wealth to do that. And I think he handled his career with an incredible amount of dignity.
I was sorry to see that I didn't know that they had separated, but here you see this gangly, odd-looking guy, and he was married to a supermodel.
Well, charm knows no bounds, I guess, Ellen.
Hey, Howard, when you think of Rick Ocasek, what is the legend that he leaves behind?
I think about records that were meticulously made that are, I hate to use the term perfect, but they are just astoundingly good records, well-crafted songs, very well-performed, and very consciously done. There's some, Rick Ocasek and the Cars, the guys as a group, made some tremendous music together. It's a shame he's gone, and God rest his soul.
You know, when you say that, I got to follow up. You meticulously made, you dare say perfect. Do you prefer that, or do you prefer live, and how were they live?
Well, personally, I like live recordings. I saw the Cars twice way back in the day in their prime, and honestly, they were not a very good live act. They had a reputation of being kind of boring as a live band. They kind of stood there. The lights went on around them. The song sounded great. It's always sounded good, but you were never getting anybody really jumping up and down. There wasn't much of a performance there. It all depends. For what they do, you have to accept them on their own terms. And their terms were we're a recording group who then performs, as opposed to performing groups who then record. So with the Rolling Stones, I'd rather listen to a live recording for the most part. But for the Cars, it's their records.
Howard Kramer is the former curatorial director of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Howard, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, folks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.